We've been having a series of conversations on this show with leaders. It's a series we're calling View from the Top. We've heard from political leaders, including White House advisor Valerie Jarrett, religious leaders like Pastor Joel Osteen, and business leaders from startups and multinationals. Today, as part of our series, we're joined from San Francisco by Benno Dorer, the CEO of Clorox, a Fortune 500 company with more than 7,000 employees. It has been around since 1913. And in 2015, Clorox makes a lot more than bleach. Mr. Dorer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And when we say Clorox, by the way, the brands that are associated with Clorox include Pine Sol, Liquid Plumber, Glad, Kingsford, Scoop Away, Fresh Step, Brita, KC Masterpiece, Burt's Bees. Is Clorox still the name that should be on the company, or is that the biggest seller that you have?
We're proud to have started our 102-year history with the Clorox name when five people partnered to make bleach from the marshes of the San Francisco Bay. But like you say, today we've made it a long way, and bleach still comes to mind probably for a lot of our listeners when they think of Clorox. But we are indeed a company of many iconic brands and 7,700 people who work globally to grow our business. But, you know, we think that for any business, it's important to know where they came from. And we are proudly associated with our namesake bleach, but we're certainly more than that today.
Is it the biggest selling product, the best-selling product, or the biggest moneymaker in the company still?
The brands under the Clorox name are still our biggest brands. But today, Clorox is more than just bleach. We offer a whole range of cleaners under the Clorox name. For instance, our disinfecting wipes, which do not contain any bleach, have been a very popular seller over the last few years. And they have grown double digits because as people move from cleaning once a week on their hands and knees, taking a Saturday off, to cleaning more in the flow at the end of a meal or at the end of the day or at the end of a shower, disinfecting wipes have become a product that people really like because they don't interrupt the day. So Clorox is still our biggest brand, and I expect that to stay for a while. But bleach is not our biggest business anymore.
Well, and when you say, you point out that the wipes don't contain any bleach, it makes me wonder whether bleach is getting kind of a bad name these days. It's maybe a little too harsh for some people, or not environmentally friendly, or whatever the case might be. Are you having to sort of step away from that brand that is such a part of your history?
Bleach remains relevant today. It is a safe and it is an effective disinfectant today. But I'm certainly aware of misperceptions that exist around bleach, which is why we're very focused on educating people around the benefits of bleach. At the end of the day, bleach starts with water and with common table salt, and then is also at the end of the cleaning process broken down back into water and table salt. So bleach remains a very effective and affordable and widely used disinfectant that kills germs that make people sick. And it plays a very important role in people's lives today and in public health, especially during times of disaster. Bleach continues to be used often to disinfect contaminated water. And we're proud of our history being associated with bleach. And we think that bleach continues to have a bright future in the lives of Americans today.
But it also contains sodium hypochlorite. The Environmental Working Group, which rates products based on how safe they are, gives bleach an F. Along with other Clorox products, saying they can cause respiratory problems, vision problems, cancer, environmental degradation. Are you working to phase these products out? We know you've got Greenworks, which is a brand that was introduced by Clorox that's being advertised as much more naturally derived. There's chlorine-free bleach. Are you, as a company, making a move already toward kind of a greener bleach?
We're strong believers in giving people a range of options around our cleaning products. I will say that I am confident that our bleach product is safe. And like I said, it starts with water and table salt, and it breaks down into water and table salt. So there's a lot of myths and misperceptions out there around bleach that we're educating people on. But we think that there's an opportunity for us to offer a whole range of solutions for consumers. And you've mentioned Greenworks, which is sort of on the other end of cleaners. Sometimes people like a very tough and effective cleaner, and that's where bleach will play a role. And sometimes people like a natural cleaner. You know, and for those consumers, we give them Greenworks.
And are they moving towards those cleaner products? Or is that the way you would say the market is moving?
Actually, our bleach is growing quite nicely, and bleach remains as relevant today as it was yesterday. In fact, over the last 6 months, we've seen the household penetration among younger consumers of our bleach product increase quite nicely, and that's because our education efforts are really bearing fruit. And that's also because we have shifted our communication to have a two-way conversation with younger consumers where they are, which is online. And that's been quite successful. So I expect bleach to continue to grow. And today, all of our businesses grow, whether that's bleach on the one hand. Greenworks is certainly a business that we have high hopes for because it's very much on trend when it comes to sustainability down the road. So we're committed to driving all parts of our business.
Well, and as many companies have, when they have shifted their focus to social media, Clorox has gotten into a little bit of trouble. There was a tweet that was sent out earlier this year that came after some new emojis came out on iPhones featuring more black and brown faces. And the Clorox tweet read, "New emojis are all right, but where's the bleach?" Which led to an uproar on social media. Clorox ended up apologizing. What did you think when you saw that tweet or heard all about that?
Yeah, Jeremy, that was an unfortunate misunderstanding. What the tweet was really about was that given the popularity of emojis, we were hoping for an emoji shaped as a bleach bottle too. So what the tweet probably should have said is, instead of where's the bleach, it should have said, where's the bleach bottle? And this misunderstanding, you know, was really especially painful for the whole company, but for me personally, because of how committed we are to diversity and inclusion in Clorox. And in fact, we've got a very diverse set of employees that exceeds the U.S. Census. And we have many employee resource groups that create a culture of inclusion that we're very proud of. And since 2006, in fact, we've received a 100% score on our human rights campaign, given the programs that we have for our LGBT employees. So diversity and inclusion is very much alive in Clorox, and we hope that we got past that unfortunate misunderstanding well and in a way that's consistent with our values. We treated people with respect, and hopefully that clarified this issue okay.
It really shows you just how much one tweet can do, how far it can go. You've got thousands of employees, and this one person who's sending out a tweet, maybe that didn't go through the proper editorial process, and somebody higher up didn't look at it and say, you know, maybe we should word it this way. What do you think about that? Because you've been in the business since long before Twitter existed.
You know, it's the reality of communicating with consumers today. Years ago, the communication with consumers was much more controlled and was much more planned up front. And you would take 6, 9, 12 months to develop a communication campaign, and you were in control. The reality today is, as companies like ours are investing in growth and are using digital media in an increasing way, we call this sense and respond. So you respond right away and you have much more of a two-way communication with consumers, which in principle is a wonderful thing. But what it does mean is that, you know, you lose some of that control and you will make mistakes. And frankly, I'm very comfortable with those mistakes. They happen. And in this case, it certainly was unfortunate. But it means that you will have to be willing to continue to learn, and you have to be very quick on your feet. But it is, at the end of the day, something that will make companies like ours better, because we will have an honest and good conversation with consumers that will be two-way.
I want to ask you one more thing, because you do get to see on a daily basis what consumers want to do with their money. And we've been hearing this story for a long time now about the increasing income inequality in this country, more high-end consumers, more low-end consumers. Is that middle-class consumer starting to go away as you look at it from Clorox's point of view?
I don't think the middle-class consumer is going away, but what will be key for all consumers down the road will be value. And value will remain king, and I think it's important for companies like ours not just to innovate for the premium consumer, but also innovate for the middle class and the low-end consumer. But it's certainly a trend that we're watching, but I think the middle class will continue to be relevant for companies like us for years to come.
Ben Odorer, the CEO of Clorox, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.